See, the truth of the matter is that I decide what's cool and what goes on around here and where the fun is.
What's cool today?
I haven't decided.
Are you going to get to the fun, or are you going to let us all wait?
I can't just manufacture fun. I have to...
Yeah?
I've got fun for you.
Let's hear it.
Listening to books on electronic devices. I almost said books on tape because I'm a fucking dinosaur.
Well, listen here, Grandpa.
Yes?
I haven't listened to a book on tape in a while, but I have listened to many books on my MP3 player.
Mm-hmm.
Be an iPod Nano, to be exact. But and you know what I downloaded this morning? Of Mice and Men by John Steinbeck. And why, might you ask? Because my son's back in school, and I thought maybe I'd help him with some of his reading, and I'd brush up on some of the classics. And that's one of the books. And you know where I got it, Chuck? No? Audible.com. That's right, the internet's leading provider for audiobook downloads. They've got over 70,000 titles to choose from! And you, my friend, and all the friends at home, and in ships abroad. What is it? In ships? What's the term?
Good evening, Mr. and Miss American, all ships at sea.
That's right. So you folks at home and ships at sea,
even if you're not home, maybe you're at the gym.
That's right. Go here. Go to audiblepodcast.com/Chuck and John. You get a free audiobook download, damn it.
F to the R to the double E.
Word.
And now it's time for In No Particular Order with Chuck and John.
Just
Mighty Blue Ford, or as I call him, TMBF.
Do they call themselves that or you?
They don't call me that.
Oh, okay. That's what you call them.
Right.
The Mighty Blue Ford with their breakout single, Tell Me. And you know what I liked about that song was good guitar. I'm normally not a lover of the Feedly Fee guitarist, but he won me over with that ending. Just kind of ends.
The ending is great. And you know what? Oddly enough, it ended not unlike my Mighty Blue Ford did back in 93.
Mm.
It just stopped. No pomp, no circumstance, just ceased to exist.
I don't recall your Mighty Blue Ford.
The Mighty Blue Ford Escort.
I do remember that car, of course.
Yep.
It just stopped one day?
It just stopped.
Oh, well. You know what won't keep, what will never stop?
America's ability to elect the wrong guy?
No. This show, in no particular order, episode 109, a podcast by two guys who are absolute authorities on absolutely nothing, waxing poetic on random topics pulled from Chuck's hat. I'm John.
And I'm Chuck, and you have to admit that my answer was pretty good, though.
Was very good. I steamrolled over it. I apologize.
That's perfectly okay.
Folks at home, just rewind back a little bit, you know. Mostly.
Listen to it again. Listen to it a few times
yeah.
to really catch the subtleties and the nuance.
Yep. Well, that's what that, if you have an iPhone, that's what that little 30-second reverse thing on
yeah.
the, yeah, just
yeah.
go back 30 seconds.
And I'm kind of known for my subtlety and nuance.
Oh, you are.
As well as my comfort.
Yes, yes. You're like Meatloaf, comfort food of podcasts.
Right, I thought you meant the singer.
No, no.
The I'm also like him in that I can't sing a fucking note anymore.
Well, in his defense, Meatloaf was diagnosed with pneumonia when they canceled the tour.
Oh, was he really?
Yes.
Well, that makes a lot of sense to me.
Yes.
Because the guy had a huge, fantastic voice.
Right. And I think we all left there going, how could that have happened to
right.
him? And sure enough, he was very ill and tried to make it through the tour. Of course, Lisa Bouchel, a friend of ours and sometimes client, was on tour opening for him. But we went to see them at Jones Beach in Long Island in New York. And about, what, a third of the way through the show, he just fell apart.
He fell apart from the fucking opening note, in my opinion. I thought it was... I could not believe it, and I've always admired his voice.
I can do anything for love.
Yeah, I don't admire that part of his career.
It was rough, man.
But it was terrible.
So, yeah, for a guy, I mean, usually, I think his entire show is based on what is supposed to be vocal prowess.
Yeah.
But anyway, Chuck, that's not what I meant. I meant the comfort food.
Right. I like me some Meatloaf.
You like the fried chicken and grits of the podcast world.
Oh, sausage gravy. Mm. Can I have the? Can I be the sausage gravy?
You can. You are like
the biscuits.
You are the sausage gravy of the podcast world. We've got. Speaking of hats, we've got a Migs hat today. Migs, of course.
What hats were we talking about?
I said random topics pulled from Chuck's hat. I'm
okay.
John, and then you started to talk about Meatloaf.
All right.
Well, we got a Migs hat, Chuck.
I got a short-term memory.
Filled with topics. And Migs, of course, on tour right now with Ed Kowalczyk, the former singer for the band Live. And
I don't know if I told you, but a friend of mine is going to the show in Bridgeport, Connecticut. She was very excited because when she and her husband were dating and early into their marriage, that was when Live was still, you know, cranking out hits and playing all over and making
yeah.
buckets of money. And that was one of their favorite bands. So she came up to me today and she said, you'll never believe what I'm doing. I'm going to see Ed Kowalczyk. And I said, make sure you pay attention to the opening band, too. And clap loud, because you're going to like them.
That's Migs.
That's Migs.
Visit them at MigsMusic.com. You can buy tickets.
And you know what?
Huh.
The Migs hat?
Yeah.
We need to add this as a gift. Did we ever get anything? We got somebody who did the iTunes
we did.
Thing, right?
We did.
So are we going to send them chocolate? Or maybe we'll leave it up to them. Do you have their contact information?
I do.
Right.
They sent it, yeah, I think yesterday.
So they can either have some delicious chocolate or they can have one of these Migs hats, or maybe both, because they actually follow the fucking rules.
How about a Migs hat filled with Q-Bell chocolate?
I like it. But this is really one of the most comfortable hats I own. It's like my go-to hat right now.
Kind of a trucker hat.
Yeah. But it doesn't have that rigid trucker feel.
Right.
It's a relaxed trucker hat.
Relaxed trucker hat.
Yeah.
That's the style. Well phrased. While we're at it, though, thank our other sponsors, Cubell Chocolate, delicious all-natural chocolate wafer bars and wafer rolls. Visit them at cubellfoods.com. And, of course, our good friend Rusty the Nail at nailbitter.com, where nerves of steel get you an amazing deal.
Go get that stuff cheap. That's all I can tell you.
Yeah.
Go get it. It's sitting there. It's waiting for you. It's cheap. I told you I bought an iPod on there, right?
You did.
$1.05.
Unbelievable. Evan, the CEO at Nailbitter, was here this morning, told us that somebody got an iPad for like 6 cents. No shit. Some ridiculous amount of money. That's nailbitter.com. You got to check it out. If you join today, you'll hear the ad later on. Use our code and you get some free bids.
Free bids.
Yeah.
You know what that is?
Huh.
Free money.
Free money.
Is that like where on this planet are you going to get free money? You think you listen to Opie and Anthony, they're going to be sending you free money?
No.
Howard Stern's not obviously not handing out any money.
No way. No way. So what we have here, free stuff, and you, the comfort food of podcasting.
Right, burping.
Yeah.
And we're Imus free.
Imus free.
We are an Imus free radio show or podcast.
That's a dreadful show.
Imus?
How'd the guy stay on for that long?
You have no other housekeeping?
Yes, I do, as a matter of fact. I was about to go to the hat, Chuck.
I know.
Prematurely. Would you like to announce today's secret word of the day?
Oh, are we into that already?
Yes.
Okay. Now, just remind me of the rules. It has to be a word with no meaning that people have to make up.
Well, they'll have to use it in a review in iTunes.
But they have to make up the meaning.
Yeah, they have to make up the meaning of the word. The meaning can be subject to any listener's whimsy.
Omniscient.
Omniscient happens to be an actual word. Perhaps you'd like to pick something that's not an actual word.
Flavorful. What? Oh, like that's a real word.
That is a real word, yes.
Oh, yeah. What does it mean? And if you say full of flavor, that's incorrect. Flavorful.
Come on now.
F-L-I. Umlaut.
Umlaut. How about this?
This?
No.
That's a word.
No. Why don't we mix it up a little? Because that's what we're all about. That's how we roll.
Okay.
Why don't we let the listener create any word of their choice, as long as it follows the following rules, Chuck. It must be a verb, and it must contain an umlaut.
All right.
So any verb with an umlaut used...
That's not a real word.
That's not a real word. Used in a review of this show in iTunes... will receive, you know what we're about to get? A big shipment of Adena Holistic Samples. Fruit-infused herbal refreshment, Chuck. Visit them at adenaforlife.com. That's actually adenaworld.com.
So a word like placabule.
Yeah.
There's an umlaut over the U in that one.
That would work.
Okay.
It would work. It doesn't need to be that, but so this...
Ramify?
You know what we call this, Chuck?
I don't know.
Listener's choice. What do we call it? You have a sound effect for that?
No.
No?
Oh, listener's choice.
Well, we will in a little while. And it will go right here. Okay, I'm going to the hat. The differences that separate us. Boy, man, I got terrible handwriting, don't I?
Yes.
If I didn't read that to you, would you ever be able to know what that was? I mean, that word, us, doesn't even look like a word. It looks like a smiley face.
It's like two seagulls.
Yes.
On a seventh grader's beach drawing.
I'm truly a product of the keyboard world.
Oh, yeah, and I'm exactly the same. I can't spell or write.
Yeah. I never could. Well, I could always spell, but I could never write well. So nobody could understand it if even I was spelling correctly.
So what was the topic again?
The differences that separate us. And I you know what I think.
Are we talking about the sexes? Or are we talking about people in general? Or
Chuck, usually, you know, we try to stay away from all things religion on this show. But in this case, we go back to a conversation we had while we were doing
seven minutes ago.
Yeah, while we were doing a little bit of show prep. And I don't even know how do we come up. Where did we start with it? Did we start talking about the Muslim world?
Well, we were talking about the fact that Ramadan and the Rosh Hashanah overlap. I think actually, right?
Yeah.
Do they overlap this year?
They do. It just goes back to once again what I said was. Essentially, everybody's worshiping the same God, just in a completely different way that brings them to bloodshed.
Right.
And it may, and then we went from there to realizing how ridiculous it was when there's bloodshed amongst Christians.
Yeah.
Because there's so... The fundamentally, Protestant and Catholic...
It's like the star-bellied sneeches and the ones that have none, or whatever the...
Yes. So I did a little bit of research, Chuck, because you had asked me what's the difference, and I had thrown out one. I threw out the worship of saints.
Right.
But there's a bunch of them. But ultimately, fundamentally, you're talking about people worshiping Jesus Christ as their Savior.
Right.
The Catholics also pray to the Virgin Mary and the saints.
Right.
Which Protestants would tell you is
blasphemous.
Yeah. Praying to false idols. Confession is a big one. The confession of sins, right, in the Catholic faith.
That's one that just fucking burns me. You can axe murder your family, confess, and go to heaven.
Well, you got to do a little penance first.
Oh, you got to play with the beads and...
You got to do some penance.
Play with the beads and say some Hail Marys.
Hey, but here's the deal. In the Protestant faith, mm-hmm. and I'll get to this in a minute, very different. I'll talk about how the biggest difference is how you're saved. The Pope is another big difference. It's a central, basically a central authority figure in the church. The Protestant church has no,
dude.
No big dog dude. Priests. That can't be married. Priests are
right.
Celibate.
Right.
Whereas reverends and pastors are, or the vicar, is able to marry and propagate.
Shh. Men should be allowed to hump.
Yes, yes. And the reason why my priest, he always says the reason why he's not a bishop now is because of the things he says. One of the things he says is that he feels that in our children's lifetime, that will be changed. Priests will be married, nuns will be married. We'll see.
I gain no solace from that.
We'll see.
That's like saying, within our children's lifetime, we'll use toothpaste.
Hmm.
It was a great idea 150 years ago. Now it's just like, oh, really?
Purgatory is another one. Although I'm a practicing Catholic, I definitely disagree with a bunch of things, so I guess I'm a bad Catholic in the eyes of the Catholic Church, but the imaginary place you wait to go somewhere else
mm-hmm.
is a tough one to wrap my arms around.
So the Catholics believe that, the Protestants do not?
Correct.
Okay.
But the biggest thing that is...
Soccer.
It's the world's largest spectator sport. You're absolutely right. And here...
Are you a Man United fan or...
NASCAR. The biggest sticking point amongst the Catholics and Protestants is in the Protestant world, you're saved solely on your faith in Jesus Christ. And here is why I'm Catholic. Because you're saved by a combination of faith... And what we call meritorious works. Things you do good here on earth, which I put way
more. Meritorious works is a term used by the Wizard of Oz when trying to help the fucking Tin Man. Come on.
Well,
Region, you have no meritorious works.
So it's an antiquated phrase. How about this? I'll change it to
good
shit that we do
for
other people before we die.
In the words of the Protestants, that's sharing your gin and tonic.
Yes.
Yeah, good shot, Daphne.
Yes,
she's calling the cops too.
And that's the
I like tomatoes
right there.
So Protestant, you're just getting in because you signed up.
That's not funny. Stop laughing.
Catholics, you gotta hit the soup kitchen or do something.
Yeah, you gotta do a little bit.
But you still can't wear a condom. I think a huge meritorious work is allowing people not to fucking breed.
Yeah. I'm not going to disagree with you there.
If you have a car and you've driven on a highway anywhere within a major city, you will realize that we as a human, as a species, we just breed too much.
Yeah. This is another thing. I get into regular arguments with my priest about things like this, like the fact that that book was written at a time when we needed more people.
Yeah.
So we had to populate the earth because, well, I mean, that's Old Testament.
I don't know that we needed more people back then.
Well, they wanted more Jews. It was Old Testament.
The family unit and the village needed more people to do the work that was needed to be done. I don't know that we needed more people to survive as a species.
You needed, first of all, the mortality rate was ridiculous. So if you had 10 kids, 8 of them died.
Right.
And you wanted
to... Well, they also didn't have condoms back in those days either. There was no...
True.
Prophylactic device to stop the wicked seed.
Isn't that not true? Not true. The sheepskin, the natural skin condom was used as far back as ancient Egyptian times, like way preceding the Jewish culture. They were using like intestines from animals, wrapped them around their shanks, and went to town.
Who's the first guy that thought that was a good idea? Hey, give me these sheep guts. Let me put it on my junk. That was a sip twisted individual. Who that was?
That was a, you know.
I wonder if it just ended up there by accident after some other depraved behavior.
Very likely.
So hey, this isn't a bad idea. It's a nice fit.
Wait a second. I got an idea. Oh, I never thought of that one. But you know, it was probably a guy who had some children and was done. He was done. They hadn't invented the vasectomy yet, and he was like, no more of this.
Well, not the civilized vasectomy.
Right.
They did have the broadsword.
Yeah. They had the kind that changed the tone of your voice.
And the steel cage underwear, the steel rat-filled cage underwear as some sort of bizarre torture thing.
Chuck, why don't you go to the hat?
All right, so we're done with the... Oh, we didn't even talk about the the Jews and the Muslims, really. I mean, how much difference... You know, I know... Ideologically, there's a lot of difference, and I know people probably get pissed off if I say this, but if you look at the two types of people, what's the fucking difference? Like, appearance-wise, pretty similar.
Uh-huh.
Swarthy, dark hair, unibrow, gray early.
2,000 years of warring. That's what you're looking at.
Right.
Nothing else. They share the same geographic spot. They live in the desert.
They all came from the same...
Yeah.
We all do. We all came from the same tribe of monkeys in southeastern Africa.
Yeah. That's why I try to look at the similarities, Chuck.
Like?
That. The monkey thing you just said.
How about Les Paul and Mr. Rickenbacker? Both invented electric guitars, huh? On different continents.
Right! Yes!
You know what? Instead of talking about the differences that separate us,
mm-hmm.
let's... reflect for a moment on the similarities that bond.
Both have volume knobs, pickup selectors.
No, I mean just the guitars. I mean,
people. Oh, I thought you meant the guitars.
Yeah. They're vastly different creatures, the guitars.
Yeah. No, I agree with you. I like to look at the similarities rather than...
What do we have that we do exactly the same? Pasta. Yeah. Every culture makes a pasta or a rice.
Everybody has a noodle.
Yep. Everyone? Everybody has their own damn noodle.
Yep. Soup.
From the gooks to the guineas.
Yeah.
Everybody. We all make soup.
Yeah.
You know why?
Why?
Because we needed to.
Yes.
Because we had to make soup. We had to stretch our food.
Yeah. Everybody has a soup, bread, and noodle.
We don't all eat the cow.
No.
We don't all eat the pig.
No. You know what we do all eat? The fish. I don't think there's any culture who doesn't partake of some seafood. Or
always kind of one of my things about the whole Irish potato famine thing is, aren't they reasonably close to some pretty fertile waters there? Couldn't they just grab some fish out of the sea?
Yeah.
Wouldn't you drop a hook in if that was you?
That'd take a little work.
I'm just saying it. I know it was and you know, they're blaming a lot on that, of different types of blight on the potato nowadays.
Yes. The potato, of course, so indigenous here to this country, Chuck.
Right.
Brought there because it was a hardy stock vegetable.
Yep.
A tuber.
Yeah.
I believe it's called.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And therefore was prone to blight because it wasn't meant to grow there.
Right.
You know? Had no resistance to the whatever was in the dirt there.
Unlike the carp, which has been brought everywhere into the United States and is now one of the biggest invasive species.
Yes.
Speaking of invasive species, mm-hmm. how about the pig? The pig is horribly invasive species in England.
Ah, yes.
They have pig problems. How can you have a pig problem? How can you? It's like having a candy problem. We have too much candy.
Right.
Just start cooking them.
Well, Chuck, like the differences between the religions, one man's pig problem is another's pig opportunity.
To me, it would be pig bait
uh-huh.
and an endless supply of rotisseries.
That would be my hobby.
Yeah.
I'm going pig hunting.
Right.
Where are you going?
Or as we'd call
There's
it,
pig out there.
Pigging.
I'm going pigging.
You can go fishing. I'm going pigging.
I'd call you like on a Saturday morning.
Yeah, what are you doing? I was thinking about going pigging. Huh. Got to get the lawn done. When I'm done with the lawn, can we go pigging? Where do you want to do it? Your backyard or my backyard?
Look, the lawn can wait. I see pigs out my back window right now.
Looks like the weather's just right. This is when they come out to feed. They come to the surface to feed. Oh, the delicious little... They're like jumping into your boat.
Yeah.
They're just crazy little pigs waiting to be eaten.
That's it. Pigging. You want to go to the hat?
I was kind of having fun with the pigs. What do we got here?
I don't know.
I have pulled. Mark David Chapman.
Mark David Chapman.
Denied parole.
For the sixth time. Imagine that. He made me think it was... I don't think
he was so wrong, though.
Why?
Well, the guy who said, imagine no possessions, uh-huh. was a multimillionaire.
Yeah?
He was all about peace and love, yet he was a bully when he was a kid. I'm not buying this John Lennon pacifist crap.
Oh, I'm not. I don't know if John Lennon was a great guy. I don't think he was supposed to get shot. You know, I don't think that was...
Who knows? Maybe he did. Maybe he deserved it.
No. Yeah, I don't think he was evil, do you?
I'm not saying he was. I'm saying there's a possibility. We don't know all the details.
How about...
Maybe he was right in the middle of writing a song called I Can't Wait to Put to Feed Mark David Chapman to My Pigs.
Never thought of that.
Then it would kind of be justifiable homicide.
So you're saying that we don't know, it could be karma?
I'm not saying. I'm speculating.
Ah, okay. You're speculating. Right. You know what you are? You're one of those... You're a speculator.
I ask the tough questions.
Yeah.
I ask the questions that need to be asked. Bernard Goetz.
Uh-huh.
Was he so wrong? Yeah, well, pretty much, but...
Well, he's wrong in that he got caught.
He turned himself in.
Yeah.
And he was such a stubborn prick that he drove to New Hampshire to turn himself into New Hampshire so that New York wouldn't get the satisfaction of catching him.
Right.
But he literally shot four guys
mm-hmm.
that did nothing.
Yeah.
They may have been planning to,
but they didn't...
Even act, and by his own words, by his own admission, didn't even act in a threatening way.
I thought they did.
But he made his way into a Beastie Boys song, so I guess that's good enough for me.
That they tried, that they asked him for his money.
They asked him for $5. And he admitted it. He said, they walked up to him and he said, can I have $5? That's what they did.
Huh.
And then he just opened fire on him.
Sheesh. So John
must have really liked that $5.
It must have. John Lennon shot in 1980
yep.
by Mark David Chapman. Yep. And Mark David Chapman, of course, just proving once again that most guys who shoot famous people, Chuck, three names.
Yeah.
They all seem to have three names.
Yeah.
Lee Harvey Oswald.
Yep.
Or in the case, two names, but they're the same word, Sirhan, Sirhan.
There was only one of those.
No, there was another guy, Sirhan, Sirhan, Sirhan. No?
They just called him Cubed. yeah. No, that's not true.
But you know what they call this one? They call this one I Will Survive by our good friend Asatron.
Asa!
Place I call my home. And now it's time for Constructive Criticism with Jason Paris.
The male embrace, male bonding, if you will, has moved from the normal embrace to a fist pound. Nobody wants to touch anyone anymore. They're afraid they're going to get some kind of fucking germ on them or something like that. I'm against this.
BP update.
I want to call it. I want some skin. I want your flesh and my flesh to grind together and then snap that shit like nobody's business. Snap it like necks that we might break one day. I mean, let's be men. Can we be men again and not these watered-down versions of what men used to be? You got Howie Mandel sitting there on fucking Deal or No Deal, afraid to touch anyone because he's got OCD. So he's fist-pumping and bumping anybody he can. Meanwhile, I'm like, yo, motherfucker, open up that hand. Give me some of them germs. I'll put that shit all through my body, and I'm going to live. I ain't going to die. I'm going to fucking live. So what I'm saying here is, slap hands, motherfuckers. My name is Jay Paris, and this has been Constructive Criticism.
Speaking of the studio, folks at home can email us at studio@impocast.com. And don't forget to check out the show notes page where you can leave comments and see all the links to the stuff we talk about at impocast.blogspot.com.
Right.
I'm going to the hat.
That's what we do.
And I have pulled out Mosk at Ground Zero. We are, I'm telling you, no, we are on a religion trend here right now. And it's, Chuck, it's amazing I pulled this out because I happened to get into a spirited debate with some of our good friends over the week at the Mosk at Ground Zero. Mm-hmm. And what I've never heard anybody come up with what I'd call the creative solution to the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought about it this weekend because my wife was just enraged that it could happen. And I said, well, as angry as you are, this nation has been built on religious freedom. That's how
Correct.
We started the country.
Correct.
You could come here and pretty much worship however you liked, and in theory, no one would bother you. Well, you throw that out the window, and we're all fucked.
Right.
So, yet, there's the post-9/11 anger that kicks in, and you're trying to weigh the two together.
Justifiable.
Right, trying to weigh the two together. Well, our good friend Matt Loeb, who's also the president of IATSE, the union that represents all the motion picture and Broadway stagehands
around the world. They're not criminals.
They're not criminals. He said he agreed from a PR standpoint that the Muslim community has fucked this one up royally. All they really should have, what they should have done was said, it's a cultural center. Yes, there's a mosque, but we're going to make a it's going to also be a memorial for the 62 Muslims who died in 9/11. They needed to reckon. Yeah. They needed. You got to show the rest of the world that you're part of America.
Right.
Don't stand alone, because that's when Americans get fucking pissed.
That's what happened to the hippies?
Yes. You could be a patriot.
Thank God they're gone.
Yes. No.
With their Volkswagen. Patchouli oil and
they're not gone.
Smoking their marijuana.
They're not gone.
Still hippies around?
Yeah, they're still hippies.
Not like old. There's like Dave Matthews hippies.
Fuzzy Rob was here last, what, 2-3 weeks ago?
He's not a hippie in the traditional sense of hippiedom.
Patchouli, sandals.
Move to Colorado. You gotta at some point in your life move to Colorado. There's a big exodus to Montana, but they're not hippies. They're not peace and love. And
so you got to do the commune thing to be a hippie?
I think you should do the commune or do the Haight-Ashbury thing.
Yeah. I don't know. I always thought that you could be a free thinker, but also a patriot.
Yeah.
You know, because really, at the end of the day, it's still the greatest place to live. We have the best country.
I got to say, outside of Reykjavik, there's a town that always wins the best-looking women.
Oh.
I might opt for a little Iceland.
You know what? You'd say that, but I was in Times Square the other day at around noon, and it was warm. And the parade of Hey Nani Nani that went by was just unbelievable.
Yeah.
One after another. And it's just, you know why? It's a numbers game, Chuck. And we here, other than China, we have the numbers. And we have the diversity. Because in China, you're just going to see a bunch of Chinese broads.
But what if all the girls were good-looking? Not just a high percentage, all of them.
It's impossible.
I don't know. That's true. I'm going to find out. I'm going to Iceland one of these days.
It's supposed to be beautiful.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be beautiful. A lot of alcoholism there.
Yes.
We'd fit right in, I guess.
Yes. Yes. Speaking of that,
yes.
If you have a beer company or a booze company, mm-hmm. whiskey, vodka, whatever, we want to represent you. We yeah. need a booze brand. We haven't done it yet. We need a booze brand.
Well, I think we're going to be all, we'll probably get to do some road shows soon because I looked at my calendar and you and I stuck a bunch of beer festivals on between yep. now and the end of the year. So
because we decided we wanted a beer brand.
I guess we'll do a few road shows from beer festivals.
So if you work for a beer company, you work for a vodka company, you work for an importer, mm-hmm. anything like that, let us know and we'll rock the house
yeah.
with your booze.
Stick your ad on this show and represent you and put you on the map. I would like to represent an emerging beer brand that's got a product that we both really like. I know we like most every beer, but one that we really like.
I think you'd be hard pressed to find one that we didn't like.
Rolling Rock.
Love it.
Can't drink it anymore.
Okay.
It's almost like an allergic reaction. It's
okay.
The only beer I can't drink.
I can, so we're good.
Okay. Good. We're fine.
Maybe they have new Rolling Rock Ultra or something.
Ah. Ultra.
Can't really introduce a new beer when your slogan is the same as it ever was, though, can you?
No. No. It's been purchased by Miller. You know?
They should be using us.
Who?
Rolling Rock.
Oh, yeah.
Because we could fine-tune that. If you own Rolling Rock, let us know.
The Miller Brewing Company has acquired Rolling Rock, Chuck.
You know what I like?
What?
Chocolate.
Looking for a delicious chocolate snack without all the artificial flavors and preservatives found in most candy? Then try Q-Bell all-natural chocolate wafer bars and wafer rolls. Delightfully crispy and light, Q-Bell is available in 5 great all-natural varieties, including milk chocolate, peanut butter, dark chocolate, mint, and dairy-free double dark chocolate. And now listeners of this podcast can buy 3 packages of Q-Bell and get 1 free. Just visit QBellChocolate.wordpress.com to download this special offer coupon. Be true, be honest, be good with Q-Bell all-natural chocolate wafer bars and wafer rolls. Available at all Whole Foods markets and other fine stores.
There you go. There's your chocolate ad.
Get some Q-Bell, folks. And hit that link that we talked about in the ad, and you can get discounts.
Right. Come up with an original word. It has to be a verb. It has to be a verb. It has to be an original word, and you have to kind of have we have to be able to understand what your definition is. Like, for instance, the word garden.
That's a word.
Not the way I spell it.
Uh-huh.
G-O-E, umlaut over the E,
uh-huh.
R-D-A-N.
And remember, folks at home, you need an umlaut in the word. Don't use garden.
Go to the hat. New Zealand earthquake.
Wow.
Repeated earthquakes.
Yeah.
7.1, 5 point something, plus they had a tropical depression.
Unbelievable. It's
I think it's a sign. Crowded House just released a new record.
7 is a big one.
That's a big earthquake, yeah.
Yeah. And talking damages in the billions.
Yeah.
That's a tough, and their economy has not been doing well.
No.
So it's going to be a hard one for them.
That's why Crowded House released that record.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I think that's about a fifth of their GNP.
Of the country's GNP?
Yeah,
really?
Yeah, Crowded House Records.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is Nicole Kidman from there?
Sure.
What happened to her face?
Is it lost?
Yes, she's misplaced her original face and instead... There's a stretched out one. It's almost as if
Does she get all kinds of work done or something?
She does not look right. She looks stretched, but she's young. I don't even think she's 40 yet, and she went and did same thing with Meg Ryan. Meg Ryan's probably our age.
Meg Ryan looks like the Joker.
She looks like the Crypt Keeper. It looks like somebody put their foot on the back of her head, grabbed her ears, and just started pulling.
So maybe she was lying in the sun on the fault in New Zealand when the earthquake hit, and it just completely distorted her head.
I don't get it. I understand the pressures of Hollywood. I'm not firsthand, of course, but I understand the pressures of of film and television where you feel like you need to maintain your youth because you'll be limited to the roles you can play. But she has some acting chops. And were she to age gracefully...
Just because she could fake an orgasm at Katz's Deli doesn't mean she has chops. What has she done? What has Meg Ryan done that really stretched her chops? That really showed her ability? Besides being cute and frivolous.
She did a movie with Andy Garcia where she played a recovering alcoholic. That was pretty good. Showed definitely a wide range of skill. But I get your point. For the most part, she does the light, fluffy, Tom Hanks type comedy.
Right, slightly confused, neurotic girl who's very cute.
Right. She's okay. She's got some child. I didn't say she was fucking Meryl Streep.
She's fucking Meryl Streep?
No.
Oh, you didn't say that.
But also a good... There you go. Meryl Streep aging gracefully and accepting roles that are consistent with her age.
Yep.
Susan Sarandon aging wonderfully and
accepting. Another one that needs to be just taken out of the...
Oh, she's got good... She's got chops. I think she makes most things she's in better than if they weren't there.
I just can't take her and Tim Robbins yapping anymore about how the world can be a better place if everybody just listens to them.
Here's the thing. I don't pay attention to any performer's off-camera persona. Why? Because actors mostly are empty-headed morons. Let them do their thing. Like De Niro. Have you ever De Niro interviewed? Not an interesting guy.
No.
Not even a guy I think I would enjoy having a drink with. But phenomenal actor. Guy's different in pretty much everything he does. He's got...
Agreed. De Niro's classic.
So, you know, my feeling on actors, they're not meant to really... You shouldn't hang out with them, nor should you listen to anything they have to say.
Correct.
So if they have a political view, you should do the opposite. And if they have anything to say about any cause, disregard it.
But how will they use their celebrity to help?
That's the problem. They
just
should.
Give some of their money.
Yes. Just give your cause some money and shut the fuck up. But
and watch Team America World Police for more valuable data on how actors should be how actors should be viewed.
That's right.
Matt Damon.
But these people have a voice, Chuck, and they must be heard.
Or not.
Yes.
So there's our celebrity tip of the week.
Huh.
It's like we do this every week. We do a thing we call celebrity tip of the week.
Yes.
Johnny's celebrity tip of the week. We do it, every week. Who's without fail.
Sound effect for that?
No. Yeah. No. I think that left the building with Meg Ryan's face.
Okay.
Or who was the first one you were talking about? Nicole Kidman.
Nicole Kidman. Who's...
Nikki. I call her Nikki.
Her face is pulled tight. I don't know why. She's a beautiful woman.
Yeah, she's gorgeous.
And now she looks like the Joker.
Yep. But she's dead.
Why?
And didn't even know it.
Oh. So you think that's embalming?
In that movie that I saw with her.
Which one?
Where she had ghosts in her house. But then what happened was, at the end, you find out that she's the ghost.
Oh.
She didn't know it.
That's The Sixth Sense.
No.
Yeah. No, she talks to dead people.
No, that's a different one. That's Bruce Willis.
Oh, yeah.
Easily confused Bruce Willis and Nicole Kidman, though. It happens all the time.
Right. So, I know what you... That's the movie where Nicole Kidman, for whatever reason, has super strength. She's the security guard at the stadium, and she can sense when something's going to, like, crime's going to happen, and she goes and actually foils it. And she can talk to dead people.
And her arch enemy, the Joker, is trying to take over Gotham City.
Right.
That's the one.
No, am I off base?
No, you got it. When she got marooned on a desert island with a volleyball.
Yes!
I remember that.
Yes.
That was a good flick.
It was outstanding. And that scene, that last scene right before the ship goes down, where she's at the bow.
Right.
And holding on with Leonardo DiCaprio.
Oh, where that chick who married her grandfather sings the theme song.
Yes.
Right.
That one.
Who do you think is the biggest celebrity whore?
Whore you buy in...
Just loser panties at the party.
Oh. Well, I guess it's one of those things where who do I wish was or who do I think
who do
really
we think is?
Is?
Like, you can go the easy route and say Lindsay Lohan. You've got your Britney Spears episodes there for a little while. Who, by the way, looks fantastic now.
Yeah, she's looking good.
Yep.
Who would just be tossing off their pants? It's going to be the one. It's probably the one you least expected.
I wish it was that desirable Ashley Judd.
She is cute, huh?
Uh huh.
She is super cute. So
and you know, sassy.
You know what I think? Biggest whore, Ashley Judd. Because now I got to go rub one out.
We need some valuable data on this. We need to know celebrity stories. I have a celebrity story.
Yeah?
I know a guy who shot a porno for rock legend Eddie Van Halen.
Oh, do tell.
Porno shoot at Eddie Van Halen's house.
Is this someone I know too?
No.
Okay.
And the guy finished the shoot with Eddie directing.
Uh-huh.
And then just handed the master to Eddie. So Eddie Van Halen is so rich that he just makes his own porn.
Wow. Almost like Mel Gibson financing his own motion pictures.
Right. Eddie, only I bet you the porn was better.
Probably.
Better acted, anyway.
So, was Eddie in the movie?
Nope.
Just directed?
Nope.
Didn't direct?
Didn't. He just kind of creative input.
Executive producer.
Yeah, exactly.
Nice.
And then at the end of the day, instead of saying, all right, we need to get this tape to the dupe house so we can get distribution rolling on it, he just put it in his cabinet.
So I guess the editing was probably minimal.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow.
How cool would that be? Like, you know what I'm feeling like this week? I want a black guy, a white guy, and two hermaphrodites. You call up casting, send them down, and make your movie.
That's a guy who's watched so much porn, he needs to make his own.
Exactly.
Holy cow.
That's no different than anybody else. He just can.
Unbelievable. Good celebrity story, Chuck.
That's something we call Chuck's Celebrity Corner. We do it every week.
Sound effect?
No.
No?
No, we don't have any sound effects.
We'll do one before we're done here today.
Okay.
Well, Chuck.
I still can't get the music to download, so. I've got four keys on my keyboard not working. My battery's being held in by packing tape. And I've got a little bag of screws that I can't figure out where they go.
Ah, you got another 6 months out of that thing, I'm sure.
Oh, easy.
Well, Chuck, our special guest will be here next week. The one we thought would be here today. So that'll be a surprise for the folks at home next week. I want to remind everybody.
Carl Malden.
Yes, Carl. He's dead.
He's coming back.
Okay. Okay. Not Carl Malden.
Not the actor.
No.
No. Our postman.
Yes. Our new mailman, Carl Malden.
Unfortunately named Carl Malden and has a very small nose.
Want to thank our sponsors once again before we check out. Audible.com, the internet's largest provider of audiobook downloads, Chuck. They've got over 70,000 titles. And you can, folks at home, you can get a free audiobook download by visiting audiblepodcast.com/Chuck and John. Of course, we want to thank Q-Bell Chocolate, makers of all-natural chocolate wafer bars and wafer rolls. They are delicious. We had some right before we started, didn't we?
I had a dark chocolate and crispy rice. Yeah. Is there a particular name of this one? I don't even know.
Dark chocolate and crispy rice.
There you go.
Yeah. Visit them at QBellFoods.com for a list of retailers. And, of course, our good friends, Rusty the Nail at NailBitter.com, Penny Auctions, where Nerves of Steel get you an amazing deal. And you can email us at studio@InPocast.com. And, of course, check out the show notes page, InPocast.blogspot.com, where you can buy us a drink, Chuck.
Of Rolling Rock.
Blech. Don't forget the secret word of the day. It is listener's choice. Sound effects.
Hello?
It's time for...
Secret Word of the Day.
Listener's choice.
No. It's
two words.
It's the listener's choice. You can make up a word as long as it's a verb and it has an umlaut. Use it in a review of this show in iTunes and we will send you a Migs hat full of chocolate. Right?
Crispy rice.
Crispy rice.
Dark chocolate.
Yes.
So,
yeah?
I heard a rumor that there's some
what?
Rather tasteless lost episodes of the Rusty the Nail saga.
Well, that is a rumor. I'm not sure if it's an internet myth or if it's true that something might be floating around out
Listen,
there.
Listen, the internets are abuzz.
Yes. Well, we'll see. Who knows what might surface one day, Chuck? So anyway, you've been listening to In No Particular Order, episode 109, and I'm going to take you out with a little Todd Parker and the Witches. It's called Give It to the Elf. Bye.
if you're still listening, Grammatite, Pilgret, and Clergit. No, Clergitude.
I like salami.